Welcome to Sonic Forge, a podcast series about songwriting from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. In each episode, we introduce a new song and talk about it with the artist behind that song. Today on Sonic Forge, I want to share a portion of a live concert I played a few weeks ago. Some friends of mine threw an album release party at their home for my new album, Wake the Dawn. I played some songs off that album, as well as some older songs, for a group of friends. So I thought I'd share a portion of that evening here on the podcast. You could find the full album for this live show, as well as the original album, at pilgrimhouse.bandcamp.com. Hey, before I get started, I just want to say thank you, big thank you to Chris and Jeannie. Oh, somebody's at the door. Let's let them in and they'll think we're clapping for them. Hey, you came, Christina. Welcome, we're just starting. What was I saying? Thank you to Chris and Jeannie. Can we all thank Chris and Jeannie for the... I told Ted, hey, I have an album. And I said, Ted, I'm going to send you the album early, and you can interview me about it on the podcast. And he's like, no, let's not do that. Let's have a party. He's like, you should ask Jeannie to throw you a party. And this is all Ted's idea, you guys. So if this is fun, all credit goes to Ted, 100%. Likewise, if it's not fun, no. But yeah, he's like, let's do a party. And so I called up Jeannie, and I was like, hey, this is kind of weird, but do you want to throw me a party? And she was like, yeah. So anyways, I'm super grateful. I'm grateful to you guys for coming. Thank you so much. River, where's the little square things? Oh, yeah. River, go grab those. So I record music, you know, in my house. It's amateur recording that I do. But... it's on this website called Bandcamp. That's a website for like indie artists, okay? And so if you're here tonight, I have a little, like it's like a download code for you, okay? So if you can figure it out or get your kids to help you, on the back of the card, there's a website and there's a code for the album so you can download it for free. I don't have CDs to hand out, but this is how you can get it for free, okay? Don't give me any money. Coming to the party was your gift to me. So download them for free. On the website, Bandcamp. I put a few songs on Spotify, a few songs on Apple or whatever, but most of my music that I record goes up there on Bandcamp. No, I'm good, thank you. Plan for tonight is I'm gonna play a couple songs and we'll take a little break. You guys can get the rest of the food and the desserts if you haven't hit the dessert yet, the cider. We'll take a little break and then we'll come back and I'll play another little set, okay? So that's the plan. But if you gotta get up, I'm not going to be offended. The last time I played out was at a coffee shop, and I only played 3 songs, and there weren't that many people there. And while I was playing a song, somebody got out, and I was like right by the door, so it was real awkward. I'm playing, and the person leaves, and then they crank up their car, and you can see the headlights through the window. So anyway, it won't bother me if you got to go. But I thought I'd start with one that you guys know. And feel free to sing it if you know it. I know your name. I seek your face. I bow down before you. I'm in awe of your grace. On a long night, a song came unbidden, revealed what was hidden, and led me to lie deeper with you. I wanna go deeper with you. I wanna worship. I wanna love even more than I have before. Further I go, all the more deeply I know.
haven't earned it. But you come and lift my head, you're right beside me. Below and above, I've seen mercy break chains, and I'm not ashamed to say that I'm loved. Deeper with you, I wanna go deeper with you. I wanna worship, I wanna love even more than I have before. And the further I go, all the more deeply I know that I'm made to worship. I'm made to know you. Take me deeper. What more could I want? What more could I long for than to know you? Just to know you. What more could I want? What more could I long for than to know you? Just to know you. What more could I want? What more could I long for than to know you, God? What more could I want? What more could I long for than to know you? Just to know and go deeper with you. I wanna go deeper with you. I want to worship. I wanna love even more than I have before. And the further I go, all the more deeply I know that I'm made to me deeper.
Scott Russell helped write that song. I don't know if you guys know that. Scott Russell's here. Good job, Scott. Yeah. He came in my office one day and he's like, hey, I got an idea for a song. And we spent a few minutes together and then I went away and wrote it. And he was like, how'd you do that? I was like, nah, man. It was your idea. That's a song our church has come to embrace. I love songwriting. Songwriting is something I do as a spiritual practice. It's probably the most important, one of the most important spiritual practices that I do. It's Janet's phone going off. But it's okay, there's two Janets and we don't know which one it is. Nobody look. Songwriting, I treat as a spiritual practice. So, you know, a lot of you probably journal when you pray. And I do that, and I write poetry, and I often will turn it into songs. So what I'm experiencing from the Lord, what I'm engaging in scripture, or just in life. And I turn those into songs. I write about 5 to 10 songs a year, and I usually record, you know, most of those songs. And I usually don't really share them other than just put them up on Bandcamp sometimes if I like the way they sound. You know, If you take it and you write it and then you play it some and then you produce it, you know, you're playing different stuff and you're messing with it, the message can kind of get, the way I find what happens is that message really gets into me, what the Lord's saying to me or what I want to say to him. And so it's a really important part of the way that I experience God. So it's really cool that you guys are here to listen to some of those. Most of these songs I just wrote for me personally and or for my family. I'm gonna play some older ones that I wrote when I was in China. And I'm also gonna play most of what's on the album too. Although, I just got a new guitar. I got an electric guitar about a year ago that my dad built for me. So I bought a kit. I bought an electric guitar kit. And my dad loves to build things. He loves models. And I thought, this will be great. And I gave it to him. I said, hey, I got your early Christmas present. And you don't have to get me a Christmas present. And when you see it, you'll know what I mean. So I sent it to him in November. Christmas rolled around, and it was nowhere close to done, okay? And then my birthday the next year, like 11 months later, is when he finally gave it to me. And every time I talk to him, I'm like, hey, how's it going? He's like, oh, this guitar, man. It's like the worst gift I ever gave him, okay? Because he kept doing it and messing it up, and he would get so mad. He's like, "Ah, I could have done this. I messed it up, Anyway, I have this guitar that I love that he made, and also that every time I see it, I think, "Oh yeah, that's the worst gift I ever gave my dad." But it's an electric, and so all the songs I play it on all the songs on the album. So what you're going to hear tonight is going to obviously be a little more unplugged. I toyed with the idea of bringing it, and I decided, no, I'll just play them all acoustic. But I'll play you one that's on the album. Again, this is about, this is a song where I'm saying I'm processing what I'm experiencing. I went to a conference and I heard a guy say, it was a worship leader conference, and he said to everybody, a lot of you here feel lost and a lot of you feel out of control. And he said, how can you be lost if God knows where you are? And if he's still seated on the throne, then what are you worried about in terms of control, you know? And trying to drive home to us, those of us who lead worship, that like, hey, we sing these things, and we say these things, and that's got to be true for you, you know? And yeah, how can we be lost if he knows where we are? This song's called Kingdom Come.
Here we go. Have your way, Lord, on earth as in heaven. We surrender, Lord, let your kingdom come. Not our will, but yours be done. We pray the Spirit will make us one. Forgive us for all the wrong we do, and teach us how to depend on you. With you face to face, and come to know the extent of grace, your mercy covering all our sin, your presence making us whole again. We'll follow where you lead, the light outshines the dark. How can we be lost if you know where we are? And if you're on a throne, what have we to fear? We listen for your voice, let you draw us near. Outwardly we might fade away, made new inside day by day.
Forgot that line.
Joy that comes in the morning.
There we go.
We'll follow where you lead. Light outshines the dark. And how can we be lost? You know where we are. And if you're on a throne, what have we to fear? Listen for your voice, let you draw us near. Well, have your way, Lord, on earth as in heaven. We surrender, Lord, let your kingdom come. Come what may, you're worthy. Every day you're worthy. All I have, you're worth it. You're worthy of my praise. Come what may, you're worthy. Every day you're worthy. All I have, you're worth it. You're worthy of my praise. Come what may, you're worthy. Every day you're worthy. All I have, you're worth it. Worthy of my praise. Well, take me down to the river, wash me clean in the water. I know that you can deliver, Jesus Christ, my Savior.
Thank you. If I forget a line in the song, you should feel obligated to clap, okay? Otherwise, you don't have to, but it means I need encouragement. And I thought about bringing the lyrics out here, and I was like, I wrote these. I'm not gonna read them. One of the things that I think happens in worship when we bring ourselves before the throne, right, and we try to posture ourselves to receive, to hear what he wants to say, and put ourselves in a place where we can tell him what's on our hearts, you know, like uninhibited. One of the things that happens is we start to get a clearer idea of who God is, right, the more time that we spend in his presence, and I think a clearer idea of who we are. Is it Andrew Murray, I think, who said that humility is knowing who we are in light of who God is. So, okay, I know who God is, and I'm not God, but also I'm not nothing, right? Who does God say that I am? That is a great definition, I think, of what it means to be humble. And I think I get confused a lot, but when I'm in worship, it's easier to remember that, you know, he's the one who's saving. I'm the one who's being saved, right? That's basic. But I forget that all the time. And I think I'm doing the saving. And nothing good ever comes from that, does it? This is a song about the Holy Spirit. It's called Comforter. Another word for the Holy Spirit is Advocate. You know, Satan. Satan is a title in the Bible. Satan means the accuser, right? You can picture a courtroom. You're being accused. You did this. This is your fault, right? Accuser. And the Holy Spirit's like the opposite of that. The advocate, the one who takes up for us. I was listening to a sermon recently, and the guy said, you know, when Jesus came back from the grave, he didn't accuse everybody. He didn't go find the ones who crucified him. Accusation, that's Satan. Next time somebody's accusing you of saying, get behind me, Satan. No, sometimes it's your fault. But generally speaking, spiritually speaking, man, those accusations don't come from the Lord. But the comfort does. I wrote the song a while ago. It's called Comforter.
You can find the full album for this live show, as well as the original album, Wake the Dawn, at pilgrimhouse.bandcamp.com. Sonic Forge is a podcast series from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.